Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Awk, 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 Awk. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from Awk, our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Poppin' Puffins AMA, recorded from their Discord. Let's take a listen.
All right, let's see who we get. Science
HR tech. Puffin always in the house.
HR Puffin always in the house. Is good.
If HR Puffin stuff has a graphic going that's animated. Is that a sticker that we have?
Oh yeah, that was like a temporary sticker that I made yesterday when nice. Everything was going crazy.
Let's pop our number one awk hand.
How many number one awks did you make, Olafants? Or how many did you do your own, Zyma? Or was that Olafants?
Zyma did it.
Zyma did it.
The rest I did, I think. Zyma made his own. And Hunchy, of course, like the animated version. Thanks, Hunchy.
Yeah.
I love
I also added one of the I added the little one PNG to one of my puffins too. But I made that funny little sticker with the firework.
Yeah, it is amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
It's cool. And Haunchy is our new content manager. So
yeah,
it was a good weekend to start because you had a lot of
a lot of excitement
cool
and stuff going on. Yeah.
So that was really cool to see those stickers and the videos and everything like coming out. I think that's one thing that we do really well, which is react fast. I think we love to do it. It's kind of our style. Again, it's the whole street art background that we have, that we love just taking things really quickly and turning them into I don't know,
just put an awk tag here.
Oh whoa, you're tagging at live as we speak on the streets of Berlin.
Live tagging.
Oh nice.
Teaching your baby puffin how to tag walls.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. Look at everyone. This is literally what the baby puffin was designed after, right here.
Exactly. This is the bag, the blue bag.
I think that's the blue one.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is more rare than the green one. I don't know, but
the green one is like I had the green one a week, and then it was broken, so I changed it for a blue one.
There you go.
It saved my
life. Are you in the weekend dad club? Olafant, yeah. Do you have a baby puffin?
Not a baby puffin, of course.
Isn't that the creator of the baby puffin is not in the weekend dad club? That is.
Oh, but I'm in the bio gang. Here's a new gang, the bio gang.
Oh, the bio gang. That broccoli. I like their tag. It's a broccoli.
Exactly. That's so nice. And like, this is where we all got the inspiration from, right?
We did. Bio gang.
Oh, no, but it's like bio gang. Walking on here.
Oh,
in
just
Berlin
walking on the street. Oh yeah.
Crazy.
That's cool. So you're getting inspiration for the next project right now?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
This is research. This is a research walk with your baby puffin. That's cool.
Research walk with a baby puffin. Like, this is pure gentrification. You see, like, this is the Weserstrasse. It's one of the worst places of Berlin, Neukölln. And they built like a new house. And this house is like one house costs like 1 million. And in Berlin, everybody is like tagging and bombing their house. So there's like a lot of graffiti on it.
Yeah, it's the least we can do to welcome them to the neighborhood.
Exactly. Some graffiti.
Welcome. Yeah, look at the old house. And this is one that's just really nice. I wouldn't live there. You wouldn't want to live there because people are just going to be like, But cool, man. Awesome. So we got, yeah, everyone in the house. We got all the team right now in the chat. We got Zyma, community manager, and we got our content guy, Haunchy. We got me, who does nothing.
That's not true, Tim.
We got Danska. We got Danska, who's working behind the scenes on something really cool that we might talk about today in terms of, you know, the utility of all of these characters and where we're going maybe with the game idea. And I guess today we just want to be here and answer questions because it was a crazy weekend. We have the Eel Mint coming up. We have the Eel Mint that was delayed. We have the helmets, you know, coming soon. We have a crazy weekend because, you know, we were just picked up by a few groups and people, you know, everything just came together. I think that's the point. I think everyone that did something, a lot of people played a role. We have our marketplace partner, Messier, who's doing a great job promoting us. We have some Telegram groups and that were kind of promoting us with some longtime members. Of course, everyone individually.
Like I see this.
What podcast?
Finn in his podcast. He wasn't giving us
Finn. Yeah, Finn is always, I mean, he's always giving us shout-outs.
Yeah, thanks,
you know
Finn.
What I mean? Yeah, so that's what I mean. I mean, like, everyone that's just, like, you know, been doing, has been consistently hitting the pavement and putting Puffins out there and, you know, kind of working in the group and even during the winter where, you know, things were slow. And finally, yeah, it paid off. We were ready for this, you know? It didn't happen. It happened and we were prepared, kind of. So it was a good day and a good weekend and we hope it continues. And it's a good, I think it's just a good sign that when even just a little, when we just get something little in a way, you know, something, you know, it doesn't take much, right, to push things over the edge. And that's cool to see. And hopefully it's just the beginning. Yeah. So very humbled and just thankful and just cool to see. It's one, you know, our best day is like an average day for the Galactic Punks. Hopefully it becomes more common for us and allows us to do bigger things. And so, yeah, let's answer some questions. Let's jump right into it. If we have any questions first before we talk about stuff. Just looking in the radio chat. Please type in your questions in the radio chat and we'll get to them. Does anyone see questions here? Mint date. Eel mint date is the 15th, sorry, 1st of March. Pop and Eel mint date is the 1st of March. The plan right now is that the OGs can mint for free 24 hours before the stage one whitelist. So stage two whitelist is for NFT holders. And that will be 11 a.m. on March 1st. That's a Tuesday. Whitelist OG, so OG whitelist, will be able to mint for free 24 hours up until 11 a.m. March 1st. So that means from 11 a.m. February 28th to 11 a.m. March 1st, OG holders can mint for free. So it's not an airdrop. It is a free mint. You will have to pay a very small transaction charge. Thank God we're on Terra and not Ethereum because that gas fee would be $100. But it's only going to be a few cents. But in order to make it part of the official collection, which is very important, I think, it will be part of the mint. And then we have the 11 o'clock March 1st stage 2 whitelist for NFT holders. The snapshot for that was taken on February 7th. So it's already over. If you held a Puffin on February 7th, then you are on that whitelist for a 25 UST mint from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sorry, am I getting the time wrong? Is it 10 a.m.? I think it's 10 a.m. I think it's 10 a.m., excuse me. 10 a.m. Eastern time, which is 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. UTC. Well, let me check again. 10 a.m. EST and UTC. 3 p.m. UTC. So 3 p.m. UTC, 10 a.m. Eastern time, because I'm on the Eastern Seaboard in the U.S., New York time, on February 1st. That would be the Stage 2 whitelist for holders that will be open for 2 hours, and there will be a one mint cap. So everyone can mint one eel. So OGs can mint one eel for free. Holders can mint one eel for 25 UST. And then the public mint will open at 12 Eastern time, 5 UST. And then everyone can mint unlimited. Public can mint unlimited. And depending on how many are minting out in the OG and NFT holder phases, the remainder will be available for the public. So there are 2,706 eels available, which is half the number of minted puffins. And yeah, I think we're right now, it looks good. We could sell out. We made this number before we had this big weekend. So probably there's a higher chance that we sell out now earlier than before. So I encourage everyone, if you have a puffin, if you are on the whitelist, to use that to your advantage and mint an eel before the public stage. When the public stage opens, they will be $50 each, 50 UST, and unlimited avails. So that's that. Hopefully that was clear. I know it's complicated with all the times, but we'll just keep repeating it. We have all the information in the Discord. You can ask a mod, ask a team member, ask the community, and get that information. And right now, that's how it stands. Hopefully there are no changes, but as you know, there could be last minute changes. These things, sometimes things happen. So please stay up to date and check the Discord and the Twitter, and we'll keep you posted. But everything should be on track for those times at the moment. Okay, any other questions? Anyone else see any questions? Yeah, just looking here at secondary for Puffin. So right now, secondary, we are going to be on, actually, it's funny, out of the blue, we're going to be on Nowhere Art very soon. I just need to get a GIF from Olifants, if he's listening. You need to send me that GIF so I can put us on Nowhere. We're just missing
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Hey, man, where's my GIF?
you got your gift, man.
I'm gift shaming you. Come on, man. Where's my gift? Give me some of that gift.
I will get you a gift, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I just saw this truck. More money, more problems.
More money, more problems. More puffin, more problems. That's exactly what happened yesterday. We sold a lot more puffins and there was a lot more problems.
There were a lot of problems, right?
Well, problems is just normal, right? Growing pains when you have, we never had such a crazy amount of traffic in one day. So it's just part of the growing process. And we learned a lot. And I think it was good. It was good. It's a lot of stress. Of course, everyone's trying to keep things together and new people are coming in and asking so many questions. And the chat moves so fast that you just get overwhelmed sometimes. But I think I want to say thank you so much to everyone in the community yesterday who answered questions and just was working hard out of their own effort. And it was so helpful and beautiful to see and just very grateful because, you know, to know that the community was able to help, you know, and be there so I could use the bathroom and things like that. That was really nice to do. It was cool. But yeah, of course, in the community, things are happening so fast. But then in the background, people are sending messages. People are asking questions. You know, people are coming out of the woodwork and, you know, haven't talked to in a long time. And they're saying, oh, what about this? What about that? You know, they want updates like, you know, like the Galactic Punks, for example, you know, messaged us and said, oh, this is really cool. Great job. And then like another project says great job. So you're like, oh, cool. Like you just want to kind of tell people what's up and give them the latest updates. You know, as well. So yeah, it was a lot of crazy stuff going on, but I think in the end, everyone really came together. That was good to see. Yeah, we're on Random Earth right now for, of course, our main secondary, and Nowhere Art will be launching soon. Lou Art, I talked with them as well yesterday, and we're next in line. But yeah, they're working on it. They said soon. We don't know when that is exactly, but we should be on Lou Art soon. I mean, I know they want all the projects on their secondary. It's good for them. So will be on there. And then Talus, we have our signature Puffin still. Messier is our new partner. Messier is a new marketplace, and we're very excited to launch with them as the first project, as the OG project. It's a really cool opportunity. It means that they are marketing the platform, and we are first in line for all that promotion, and that's really helpful for us. And we love working with them so far. They've been really great. I think they have a cool vision, which is really focused on the artist, which is where we come from, and also on the user, so that everything else is in the background. That it's just a really seamless, fun experience to mint and also to collect. And, you know, their fee structure is very competitive. And the team is, for us, is very helpful, and we're very appreciative of that. And they seem to have a good head on their shoulders in terms of, in terms of caring for us. So we've had a good experience, and, you know, so far we would recommend them as a marketplace. But of course, they need to be tested as well, and as we all do. And so, you know, we're going to make sure to keep them on their toes, and as our community does us. And yeah, we're looking forward to minting with them. They're really great, and we'll be on their secondary. And one cool feature they have is a one-in-one minting ability. So just like Talus, you can mint signature items on Messier. They also want to focus on that. And for us, that's really cool because we specialize in those one-in-one additions. You know, it's something in our kind of in our background, in our history, to do things spontaneously and to do things as to reward people and to do really special special pieces of art that are meaningful. And so Messier also will offer that functionality. And they just have a great approach to art, and we really love that. And what else do we got here? Merch store question. Our own merch store. Hey, you know, Fungible Forest, you know, we love the guys over there. And they're, you know, of course, we could do our own merch store, but it requires some work. It requires maintenance. And the last thing we want is a merch store that isn't maintained. So we're using Fungible Forest at the moment. And of course, maybe in the future, we'll do a merch store. But right now, we really do like working with Fungible Forest. And it's just good to have that there and I'm sure they're going to improve along with the Terraverse. So no plans right now, but of course, there's always that option in the future. Now, Roberto, Mr. Roberto's talking about merch naming rights, minting really cool merch, custom pieces, and donating all the money to the treasury. It's a completely valid point, and to be honest, it's a great idea. So we'll file that under a good idea, and we will not, we'll keep that in mind. And Cryptoad says, our big day got Luart's attention. That is correct. That's what also happens when you sell a lot of NFTs in one day, right? It's just a good thing to, remind people, oh yeah, Pop and Puffins exist, right? Yeah. That's the thing with Puffins. You forget they exist, but then, whoa, there's a million of them on a cliff, right? Any other questions here? Wesley Pipp says, as a current holder for a Puffin, is there a perk for eels? So right now, the core utility is for Puffins, right? If you have a Puffin, all the access, all the colonies, those are for Puffins. I think the utility for colonies is TBD. That's maybe some alpha there. We do have eels with colony traits. And we think that maintaining the colony in each collection is something we want to do. So in all future collections, colonies will play a role in everything we do moving forward. So we want to keep those consistent, and that's why eels have colonies. But we haven't determined what that means in terms of access, right? So that's something behind the scenes we're thinking about. We'll announce that shortly. The other thing, of course, is what do the eels mean? I think the big point here is, okay, it's first of all, of course, it's a piece of art, and it's a cool character, right? That's always where we come from at the core. Like, what are we doing? Something that's just really high quality and interesting and has a story behind it, right? So we have these eels. Of course, the eels are kind of the doppelganger, arch nemesis of the puffin. The puffins are going out every day looking for lunch, and they're searching for sand eels, and they're diving into the water, and they're catching these sand eels and bringing them back to their children and their community to survive. So it's this symbiosis relationship, right? This really yin and yang of the puffin world. And without one or the other, the ecosystem would be in imbalance. And so these eels are, their whole life is underwater, and at any moment they could become puffin lunch. And so, you know, we were thinking in our minds, how would you live if you knew that you're, you know, at any moment, this could be your last day. At any moment, you could become a puffin lunch. And so how would you live, right? So these eels, you know, they live on the edge, right? Devil may care. C'est la vie, right? You know, this day, you know, drink, I don't know, drink and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. This is the life's, this is the kind of the motto of the sand eel. And so that's why they're a bit more edgy. Their traits are a bit more rough around the edges. And, you know, they have a different personality. And so we have these two personalities, the puffin and the sand eel. They play a role together. They're kind of enemies, but at the same time, they depend on one another. So they're, are they frenemies? Are they companions? You know, do they unite to fight a common enemy, a common evil? Maybe, we'll see. But right now, you know, we have these two characters, and that's where we can also talk to Danska, because this is a bit of an alpha drop right now. One of our, the main things we're looking at behind the scenes is developing a game. And I don't know, maybe I'll hand it off to Danska if he's out there. You want to talk a little bit about this? This is something that we're developing behind the scenes. It's part of our bigger vision. We're developing a plan for a token model, as well as a game approach. And of course, there are many ways to go. We could go to play to earn. You can go more crypto. You can do something more traditional. And so we really thought a lot about this, what we wanted to do, why we want to do it, and what it means. But yeah, maybe we'll have a chat with Danska here. Danska, you can come up and tell us, maybe talk about the game primarily, because we are doing a few different things. But yeah, tell us about kind of, yeah, you're kind of working on a game initiative, what we're doing, what our idea is, and yeah, kind of what our goal is.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So we've been working a bit behind the scenes on kind of developing this puffin world, speaking to a couple different game developers. We're trying to just have this like kind of like Club Penguin sort of style game is our end goal. Some cool little districts with houses, mini games. We're keeping that nostalgic theme. We like games that we grew up playing, fun things such as that. We're trying to make it simple, easy to understand, integrate some tokenomics in there. So that should be good fun. Yeah. Obviously the colonies will play a part in the game, hopefully down the line. Yeah, keeping it simple, keeping it cool, nostalgic, keeping it puffin, doing our twist on the old games.
And I think that's key, right? That was one key that we came up with. We thought that puffins really, what we can do well, what we can kind of capitalize on, is that nostalgia element, you know, and keeping it simple. A lot of you know, Web3 projects are doing very complex games with tokenomics models, and that's really awesome, and we love those, and we looked at a lot of those. But then we thought that, you know, we're a small team. We're very, in a way, we're very easy to, you know, it's an easy entry point, a puffin, right? We don't want something that's complex. We want something that everyone can understand, something that's kind of, in a way, that's marketed to everyone in the world. And that it should be affordable. It should be easy to come in. It should be welcoming. And that those old games that we love that are simple, like a Club Penguin or like this Tiny Wings or Pac-Man. I don't know, but these old games that are super fun to play but also simple. We thought we could execute on is to launch an app-based game on that is playable on mobile, right?
Yeah. Making it super puffin again. I think we're working on some snapshots of the game, working with some developers. So that hopefully should be really good. Obviously integrating as well with the Terra wallet to make sure that puffin holders do get a reward for holding their puffin. All funds should go back to the treasury, increase our treasury, and we'll keep moving from then on.
Yeah, and the great thing about an app game is that it's not something like we can generate revenue from an app game. That model is already there. So imagine, you go to the app store and you see this great game, Poppin' Puffins, right? We have the IP, which is one of our strengths. We have great art, great characters, great logos, great colors. We have a great designer. I mean, we can design a great game. Even if Poppin' Puffins didn't exist as an NFT project, we could still build a great game. Like that could be, in another world, we would just say, hey, let's make a game about puffins. This would be a great game, right? So we can just build a great game, a simple game, a nostalgic game that's easy to play, that kids can play, that adults can play, you can play in your spare time, just a real game that people will download even without knowing that there's an NFT project. And then imagine that first screen, for example, something like, play for free and play without ads if you hold a puffin. Or if you don't hold a puffin, you can still play the game, but yeah, maybe there are ads or you have to, there's a payment tier or whatever. But the point is that if you have a puffin, it's your game, right? And if you don't have a puffin, you can still play, but hey, if you get an NFT, you can play for free without ads or whatever it is. So automatically it's promotion to a mass audience for our project. So imagine there's a game and you have to pay a dollar. You're like, no way, I'm not paying a dollar. But then imagine there's a game where if you buy an NFT, you play for free. Well, that's awesome. I'll get that NFT. So imagine all the people that would just discover us just because it's kind of it's in the game, right? And then if you have a puffin, and if we're generating revenue from a game, which is just, not at all difficult, right? Ad-based models or there's payment models, we can decide how we do it. But the revenue we generate from that game can directly flow back to the NFT holders. So I think that's really cool. It's really simple, simple game with great design, great characters, and the revenue from that game flows directly back to the NFT holders. So basically the NFT holders become shareholders in this video game company, right? Or the NFT project, which is a brand, and we can do different things, but you'll become a holder of this video game. So it's something that we can do because it's simple, right? We don't have to dream like, oh, we want some crazy tokenomics model that hasn't been figured out yet. It's a model that's already been created in the last 10 years, and I think we're in a great position to take advantage of it. But then on the other side, Danska is also working on the tokenomics, right? And then, so we have the tokenomics world that's more crypto and on Terra. And then the other side is the game on the app that's more traditional. And our goal will be to slowly over time connect those two things. Connect the tokenomics side, the crypto side, with the traditional game side that's generating revenue. And if we bring those two together, right, we'll have, I think, something powerful. That's kind of a crazy plan, Alpha Drop, right now. That's what we're really shooting for. Like, because we were thinking, how can we generate revenue besides puffins and royalties and, staking, right, in the Terra world? How can we really develop a business revenue stream for the project that is also really on brand and aligned with our goals, right? And we thought a simple mini game on mobile is a good place to start. Web game in the future, sure. Play to earn, definitely. We have ideas about that. But just starting with something simple so we can prove it, that this is a great concept, right? And eels are part of that. Eels will be part of the game, you know, in some way. We'll have eels and colonies. And these characters, we're thinking of it as part of a universe, right? As Danske said, right? As part of a world. So every character we create is part of this world. It's not just character this, character that. These are all part of a universe. I don't know, Danske, anything to add to that? I kind of got excited there. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also just excited about this. Like the potential of this project is enormous, and I think just starting with the linear development, like one step that we can nail at a time. I think that's our approach. We don't want to rush anything. We don't think it's right to just throw something at you guys. We want to make great things for you guys. So I think it's exciting. It's really exciting. And the tokenomics, we're working on that as well. We've been talking to different projects, looking at different tokenomics models. And of course, we're going to keep it super simple. Hopefully, if everything goes right, you would barely have to like understand the tokenomics. It would just be so integrated with the game that it just intuitively makes sense. So really exciting stuff.
Yeah, and of course, I'm here like saying all these crazy things, but really Danske is actually doing the work and keeping it real. So everything I say is like a dream. Everything Danske says is a reality. So it's good. Yeah, and I think, yeah, so right now there are some questions in the chat about the tokenomics and specific questions. I don't think we're focused on the tokenomics or the game right now. We just kind of want to throw... Just wanted you guys to know what we're doing in the background. We definitely will do an AMA or a conversation about, right, more specifically the tokenomics, more the game, more specifically. And also, I think these are decisions, you know, we're coming up with proposals and we're coming up with some definite outlines of what we think. You know, we're doing basically our job as the team, as I see it, is we're going out there, we're doing the research, we're making the connections, we're kind of putting our heads together and coming up with like a concept and a proposal. And at some point, we'll bring that to the table and say, "What do you think?" Right? And I think that's where, right? That's where the DAO and the team will work together. But yeah, I mean, a game is not just going to pop up out of the blue. Without community input and testing and kind of vetting the proposals through our various ambassadors and groups. I mean, we have groups like the Mafia. We have groups like Cliff of Fame. We have all these. So we need to, you know, this is new for us. Obviously, DAO is new. Game development is new. So the process of development will be something to discuss and figure out together. But this initial stage is all about kind of seeing what are the options out there, getting advice, getting input, and coming up with some kind of, you know, solid framework that we can present. And that's what Danske is working on, is the framework for the tokenomics and the game. But we will discuss that at a later date in more detail. Today is more just like a general AMA and more about eels. Once we get past eels, then we can focus on the next big things. I don't know. Anything you wanted to add to that, Danske, in terms of... yeah, I don't know. Anything that came up there or...
I know. I think it sounds good. There's a question here about helmets. You know, I think that sounds good. I mean, we're just getting to work behind the scenes. So, of course, anything we do come up with, we'll bring to you guys, and it'll be a discussion between the DAO and the team. Make sure you guys enjoy the product that we come up, like propose to you guys and come up with.
Yeah, exactly. I think, I mean, at each stage we need that input, that buy-in, right? So, you know, from our core community, you know, having that input, having that testing, having that kind of forming the idea, and then as we go through different stages, releasing it to bigger groups, you know, maybe it goes out to the general community, and then it can go out to maybe a test group of select other groups, and then eventually to the public. But yeah, I just wanted to, that's cool. I think that's super exciting. And Danska, thank you so much for you know, working on this behind the scenes. Right now, what I'm seeing is it's just really, really great investigative research and, you know, really detailed, thought out planning, and then taking, coming up with an idea and scratching it and coming up with another idea that's better. And it's just great to see that. So thanks a lot, man, for doing this. And
no worries.
I think every time,
thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Cool. Great, man. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Helmet drop question. Helmets. Yeah, when helmets? TBD. No. We are closer than ever. We're closer than ever. I just got a message. 1 second. Okay. Well, I'll tell you that helmets are moving forward, and that's going to happen soon. And I'm not going to say anything until it happens because I don't want to jinx it. But sooner rather than later. I will just say one thing. Maybe, you know, I know people tell me not to say things because I talk too much, but I think helmets will drop before eels. That's all I'll say. I think that's pretty much guaranteed in my mind. But nothing's 100%. But it could be tomorrow, could be in a week, but it's going to drop before the eels. And actually, the pushing back the eel mint helped us to do that a bit because we had some breathing room. Right. The helmets are going to be cool, too. I think the helmets are going to be really cool. And again, that plays into the whole world as well. I mean, having these helmets, allowing that to give you access to a certain part of the game that will develop, and giving you, you know, some special qualities or roles, all of these things will play together. So it's not just random NFTs that are, you know, being thrown out there. We really do have, you know, we're always thinking about the story and the long-term story of each of these pieces. So, and we just want them to be really cool too. Individually, they got to be really cool. I wonder who's going to get the Mando helmet, right? Cause we did create a Mando helmet. Someone's going to get that. We have, how many? 11 signature helmets that are unique, that are special. We have the main helmet, which is the Cliff Colony helmet. Everyone's going to get that. That's a normal Puffin helmet. The colonies will each get a colony helmet. So you'll get a lava helmet or an Aurora helmet, wave helmet, a glacier helmet. And then we have 11 unique helmets that were custom designs, which are really cool. And I'm kind of sad that they're just one, because some of them are really cool. And I hope the people that get it realize they got it. But we had the giveaway, and we have those addresses that, yeah. So hopefully people are not forgetting about those. Helmets for eels. Say what? Luna Worm says, helmets for eels. Yeah. not a bad idea. But right now, no plans for helmets for eels. We'll see where the eels go. We'll see how the helmets go first. Let's get the normal helmets out, right? Because this has been too long of a wait. And let's just get those helmets out, and then we can think about helmets for everyone else, right? That's true. Eels had football helmets for the Super Bowl, not space helmets. If you wore football helmets in space, I believe your head would explode. And that's not good. Any other questions here? Yeah, we won't keep it too long today. Just wanted to kind of touch base if anyone has any questions or anyone.
The question about the community activity to bring to the table from HR Puffin, a movie watch party. It's a little bit above, like it's underneath the helmets question.
I lost it.
Do you see it?
One second. Let's see here. Movie watch party. I think it's a great idea. Hey, to be honest, another little alpha drop. I mean, one thing we're trying to do for the Iceland meetup is we're talking to music festival and a film festival. And we'd like to align our meetup in the fall with the music or film festival and do something really special, like a movie night or a screening or a concert. And so we love movies and live performances, and you know we love doing live things. So I think a movie night's a great example. Yeah, I don't know who'd want to organize that, but I'm not sure how that works. Does it mean that we all watch it at the same time, or if there's a movie in the Discord, is it like a screen share? Yeah, if HR wants to talk.
Yeah, Lil Ark, take it.
But can she talk? I'm not sure if she can talk. Like, I don't know. Does she want to talk?
It's 26th of February, she has time.
26th February, 4 a.m. Say what? 4 a.m.? 4 a.m. what? What? East Coast?
West Coast? What time zone? My time zone, probably.
Your time zone. Terra Movie Club. HR. Yeah, so, yeah, right. People can't request talk. Maybe we should unmute people. Yeah, now you're unmuted, HR.
You guys hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Cool. Okay. So some of you probably know I was working with a different project, Luna Monkey Business, and that's kind of all exploded. But I still have a time slot for a watch party we were trying to do with them. The goal with Terra Movie Club is they're based in Asia, and it's a good outreach for our Asian holders who don't get to be involved terribly often in things we do, since we're always U.S. and Europe time zones for the things we do. So. We can pick any number of movies. Typically, they'll do a feature-length film or some sort of nature documentary. But I don't know if anybody has any thoughts or if we want to do it with a mafia theme. But the time slot's totally available. It would be, I guess, 10 a.m. on a Friday night for the West Coast, and then it's afternoon on a Saturday for Asia. I could always ask about adjusting it, but I think the goal with that group is really Hong Kong, Korea sort of audience. So
I got you. So you are talking about Terra Movie Club, correct?
Yes. Yes, yes. I already have been speaking with them. So
I say let's go for it. I mean, if there's a slot open, and to be honest, I mean, like you said, we're always focused on US, but just because of the nature of our team and Europe, and we don't yeah, we're always sleeping when, you know, Asia activity is buzzing. So if there's an opportunity to kind of just open up a bit to that market, as well as, there's an open slot, I say let's go for it.
That's a fantastic idea. I really like it.
Cool. Yeah. The other movie I was maybe thinking was the Banksy documentary for graffiti stuff, but I don't know if you guys have any thoughts about... themes you'd like to go with, or I'll just figure something out, or if people want to give me suggestions, that would be cool as well. I do need a tag and an eel, though, because they typically do giveaways.
That's a mafia request. I need a tag and an eel in about within 3 days.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, a week and a half.
Hey, good eel. I want an eel. The tag, if I don't get it, I don't know. It's okay, but you know.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. She doesn't know where I live.
Yeah. So an eel for a tag. Wait, is that for TV Club? You mean like?
Yeah, because they always do a giveaway associated with the watch party for their holders. I mean, at least, and I don't think it'll be an issue if we give away like a personalized tag. So whoever wins, we can just get a tag made for them.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. But if you could do. An eel with some Terra Movie Club traits.
Yeah, exactly.
They would very much appreciate that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Could you like write me a message with that HR puffin?
Yeah, sure thing. I can do that here in a few minutes.
All right. Because I think I also like the Banksy idea, actually.
Could combine them.
Could combine it. Or, I don't know, it's maybe like too underground, but there I have like a lot of not so well-known graffiti movies, which are really good. Maybe we could even like watch a really good graffiti movie about, for example, the Berlin graffiti.
Oh yeah, that's real cool. I like the museum when I went.
How does it work with their movies? Do they have a list, or is it like from a certain website?
I think it's Netflix, Disney Plus, and then anything that's on YouTube. But I can confirm that, and I can get with Oli to figure out what we want to do, so I can message him. Cool.
Nice.
And then Columbus Omnia also said they'll put us in touch with their bot guy. I think it was like $300 to use it for their rarity tracker, which I feel like at this point is not that expensive based on yesterday for royalties. But I will follow up with you guys on that here in a little bit too.
Yeah, just follow up with us on that. We can talk about it. No problem.
Cool. That's all I got.
Nice. Hey, that's great. HR Pub is done. Moving it forward. Love it.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And to be honest, everyone, if you have an idea, you know, or you see an opportunity, because we do not see all this stuff. Like, we do not know, you know, we're doing so many other things. So if you see something that's interesting, like an opportunity opens, like a movie night, then, you know, get in touch, throw it out there. And, you know, we're happy to talk about things and maybe more AMAs so people can just talk about it. And we go like, yeah, let's do it. Okay, done.
Yes, like the first conversation we had with Finn. I always think of this this conversation, what he was saying, what Doe was doing, right? Just do it.
Mm, yeah, the Doe philosophy, to be honest.
The Doe philosophy, yeah, exactly. And I still always have to think about this, you know? And in a way, I think we are doing that too, but not with that. We don't have like the capacity to do everything, but yeah. We have a great community that a lot of people want to do stuff, right? So just let's do it.
Yeah. It's good to have people stepping up, and HR Pub and Stuff is doing a lot of stuff, as well as a meetup, I believe. I don't think we've announced anything on that, but trying to organize a meetup in a few weeks. I don't know if you want to speak to that at all, HR?
Sure, I can. So I think... I don't have anything set in stone, but Encryptodes has a buddy that owns a graffiti-themed brewery in Baltimore, and then the Baltimore National Crime in Baltimore has Puffins. So based on my travel schedule, since I'm going to be out on the East Coast, I think, and Fridays tend to be more convenient than weekends because weekends get crazy in public aquarium places. So I'm pretty set on March 4th. Doing something there that Friday, but details will obviously have to come together over the next week or so. But I'm working on that.
Awesome. And that would be in Baltimore. Friday. First Friday in March. Was that the tentative date? Right. Yeah. Which is not mint date for eels. It's just after. So just imagine we mint eels and then we go down to Baltimore to the Puffin Pub. And party with the puffins in the aquarium, which is the plan, I think.
And a pub crawl. We got to get to the Horseshoe Road on and Saloon, the last place that Edgar Allan Poe was drinking at before he was found dead in the street.
Exactly.
And there's also a graffiti alley in Baltimore as well, so we can make that part of our meanderings. I think it'll be a very interesting day.
Oh my gosh.
And we'd love everybody. Seriously. Come hang out with us if you can make it to Baltimore on Friday, March 4th.
Friday, March 4th, Baltimore. Details TBD, but it's going to be, there are like three or four really cool things already that are on the docket. So if you get there.
It may just be you and me hanging out, which will totally be cool too.
And that's how good things start, you know?
Yes.
Just two people in a bar, you know, a lot of good things have happened.
That's how Tim and I met.
That's how me and Olafons met. That's true. Hey, Olafons, you should fly from Berlin to Baltimore.
On the 3rd.
I think. To do some graffiti on the Graffiti Alley. That would be cool.
Absolutely.
Imagine we go to Graffiti Alley. We're all just sipping our, our drinks and watching you, paint some puffins live.
I always work, right? That's the good thing.
Yeah. But we'll see. I don't know. We could talk about it. Maybe.
Oh, it would be fantastic.
Maybe,
I would love it.
Who knows?
It.
Maybe it's possible. Yeah. Look on the flights. Maybe there's some like... Those flights
Let's
in March are
it.
Usually pretty cheap because it's not a popular time to fly.
Yeah, flights are super cheap right now. I've got one from the West Coast to Boston for like $90 nonstop. So it's pretty... Not bad right now.
Wow. All right, guys. You heard that. Prices are cheap. Go online today and book your tickets.
No excuses anymore.
You're going to the Puffin Festival in Baltimore and they'll be like, free, it's free. That's awesome. BWI, Baltimore Airport, exactly. DC Airport's also very close. Washington, DC is not that far away. I can pick you up if I'm driving, because I'm in Virginia right now. So I can pick people up. I have a few seats available. So that's an option too. Lil Auckmobile is available for chauffeuring members, but only if you're Aurora or Mafia. No, just kidding. Yeah, you sit in the back if you're Cliff, but you sit in the front if you're Mafia. So it's a little, I know it's not fair, but that's just how it rolls. So. No, not in this case. Cool. All right. Anything else, guys? That's really great. So three awesome updates from HR we're doing. Talking about bots, we're talking about movie nights, and we're talking about the meetup. Dansk is talking about the game, talking about tokenomics. And we have the Eel Mint coming up in a couple weeks. So a lot of cool things happening, right? Just keeping that energy moving forward and really building something that's strong here. Awesome. Anything else?
Yeah, the people are asking something from Europe. Yeah, I think that's also a cool idea because we also have like a big community here.
Yeah.
So maybe we could do like something in Berlin soon, in April or something.
Yeah, you could do a Berlin meetup, a meeting in Amsterdam maybe even, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Frankie is doing a proposal to me on March 3rd. Beer at the Longer. Canal.
Yeah. We could do a Zoom call for our two meetups.
Exactly. That's a cool idea, actually. Like for people who can't make it to go to Baltimore, we organized something in Berlin at a local graffiti hall of fame. Yeah.
100% we'll do a metaverse. We'll do like a live feed from Discord or something the whole time. You know what? I'll just strap a phone to my head and just stream it the whole night. I think
that sounds great. You
know. That sounds really good.
Eventually, people will get really dizzy and like fall. They'll be like, people will know, like, hey, I think something's wrong with Lil Locke. I think he's stumbling a bit. Is he okay?
He is.
Yeah. Finn says, Finn's like, let's do the metaverse meetup. Well, Finn's on the West Coast. He can do something there, maybe, perhaps.
Well, I'm West Coast too, so there's something on the list.
That's right.
If it happens, I'm on the East Coast here in a few weeks, so I was like, let's do that. But I'm open to West Coast stuff too. Lots of puffins on the West Coast.
Yes.
True. Yeah, we got the map. We got to look at the map. And I'll fly to the West Coast, man. Any excuse to go to the West Coast, I'm there. Puffin on the West Coast. There are Pacific puffins. We got to do the West Coast puffin at some point.
Yeah, the Monterey Bay Aquarium has some puffins, and I think there's also the aquarium in San Francisco has them as well. So we've got some options there.
Yeah, and HR, I think you said your occupation deals with animals. I don't know if I can.
That's enough. Right. You can say that because otherwise I get too many questions.
Okay.
For free advice.
HR owns a cat. That's what I was referring to. She's a cat owner, just like everyone here.
And a puffin owner.
And a puffin owner. Cool. Nice one. Great. Anything else? Anyone else want to speak up at all? Just throw your name in the radio chat. We can unmute you. I think just by default, people are muted to avoid any like crazy audio issues. Otherwise, we'll wrap up, I guess. It's been a great hour.
It's been a wonderful hour here hanging with everyone. Just want to thank you all for coming.
You can try to unmute everybody again and do like a massive
How do I forget that? Okay, we got an aux. Let's do it.
Oh, man, I'm like in the busiest street of Berlin now. I don't know if I can aux, man.
Yeah, 1 second. Zyma is saying he just wants to check that everyone knows that we are doing XP. It's kind of in the background, but that we are, you know, people who are participating are gaining those points. It's not something we focus on, but each quarter we will do a special reward for the most active. So, yeah, just be active and, you know, answer questions and be yourself. And, you know, we're going to just throw a little gift out each quarter. And let's do this awk. All right, let's unmute everyone. And you got an awk. Olafants, no excuses.
I don't know if I can do it, man. I'm like really, I'm in the busiest streets of Berlin. Everybody's already like watching me. It's this weird guy with AirPods talking to his phone with a baby.
Okay, Yeah. Well, now, you know.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. I'm unmuting everyone. So if you can, I mean, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to, but I'm just unmuting everyone. If you want to talk, we're going to. Okay. All right, everybody. Let's do this. Yeah, you can mute your mic if you don't want to be heard here. But let's do this. All right, Finn's got it on record. Everyone awk, flap.
Finn is on record,
yeah. Yeah, so everyone awk, and then we'll just go, because that's how we do it. That's how we do it. There's no goodbyes, just awks. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, then awk. 1, 2, 3. Everyone. That's a wrap.
Good talk, everyone.
Good talk.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Pop and Puffins AMA, recorded from their Discord on Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead or putting in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down, all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle, getting high in space with the Hubble.
Terra Spaces.